We hear the sound of a train traveling over its rails. Shrubby landscape is passing on the other side of the glass. It's about noon on a sunny summer day. Jim was looking out the window. After some time, the train slowed down, then stopped. Jim kept looking out the window. The train started to move again, slowly gaining speed. Jim probably saw her from the corner of his eye.
That riveting excerpt is from the first novel by Swiss snowboarder, that is snowboarder, Daniel Wagner. The book is called A Movie and a Book. Author Alexander Hemon reviewed the book for our partners at Slate. He joined Day to Day's Madeline Brand to talk about it.
So, Alexander, you say this is the worst book you've ever read, or at least the worst book you've ever read voluntarily.
Yes.
Why is it so bad?
Well, it's bad because it's really, really badly written. And it's so badly... I teach writing occasionally, and if someone submitted this as a sample of their work, that would have been acceptable in the first class. And then we would, you know, workshop it to death, and then we could get some thought and language out of it. I've had bad students that were better than this book.
Well, how does it fit into these sort of light summer reading books that people don't really expect much from and the so-called chick lit genre?
Chick lit, if it's a genre, if it's on its way to become a genre, there are codified models that the reader recognizes, and one would have to learn those models. I am not adverse at all to genre books, a good detective or a spy novel. But this does not have any models. It is incapable of reflecting upon the previous models. For one thing, it thinks itself to be original, but it's also simply, you know, it's out of the grasp of the writer and the editor. It wants to be original. It wants to be cool. It wants to be like nothing else.
What if it is so original, so cool, so beyond the grasp of a simple genre that you just simply don't get it?
Well, then I'll start robbing banks because I'm not fit for this business, for writing or reading.
Okay. You call this book the literary equivalent of the pop band NSYNC.
If this book can happen, then the day is not too far off when they will hire handsome young people to pretend to be cool writers, whereas they'll have ghost writers, much like boy bands. You know, they have auditions for the good-looking boys, and then they have the industry or a crew writing songs for them, training them to dance and all these things. If this guy's a writer, then having a dummy writer is weeks away. Hiring someone, you know, cool enough, or someone who gets ideas in New York and then showing them around to cool young people.
Kind of the Milli Vanilli of writers?
Yes, yes, Milli Vanilli of writers, yeah. This guy's very vanilli.
Well, what do you make of the title, A Movie and a Book? Is that sort of a cynical ploy on the part of the author?
The authors, to some extent, they write and they try to sell the book. And to that extent, that's legitimate. You know, if someone would buy my grocery lists, maybe I would be tempted to sell them. But what needs to be addressed, I think, is the industry, the editor, the publisher who would actually buy my grocery lists, you know, because they're just stupid. It's not something that one should buy and then try to sell it. The title, A Movie and a Book, seems to me to be soliciting cash from a Hollywood producer. They want to be, the publishers want this to be a movie. They want to sell the movie rights. Not even perhaps for it to be a movie, but even more cynically, just to sell the movie rights. Because in literary business, a lot of writers make money off selling movie rights, optioning out books, and then those books might not be developed into screenplays. But, you know, the writers and the publishers, they make a little cash off that.
Our producer wants to know what you do like.
See, this is one of the reasons this book tips me off. I recently, for Slate also, reviewed a book by a Hungarian writer, Peter Esterházy. It's an 800-page novel. It talks about his family, which is, you know, one of the most famous families in European history. It is about his father in many ways, and, you know, the complicated relation he had with his father, and the whole Hungarian history, and the whole European history. There's so much human experience invested in that. So the book, like Peter Esterházy's Celestial Harmonies, shows the possibilities of literature as a human endeavor.
We're going to end on that note, of that positive note, that recommendation that you just gave. Alexander Hemon wrote the novels The Question of Bruno and Nowhere Man. He reviewed the book A Movie and a Book for our partners at Slate, and he joined us from our studios in Chicago. Thank you, Alexander.
Thank you.
Day-to-Day's Madeline Brand conducted that interview.